The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Kenny Parkey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is the September 2022 edition of the Orange County Department on Aging's monthly newsletter. Welcome to OCDOA Upcoming Programs, our monthly e-news blast featuring select events and classes for the coming month. Programs are listed chronologically by event date from earliest to latest. To avoid missing registration deadlines, be sure to note the register by dates. We can't wait for you to join us. To register, call or visit the center of your choice, unless otherwise indicated in the program description. The Passmore Center is located at 103 Meadowlands Drive in Hillsboro. You can call 919-245-2015. The Seymour Center is located at 2551 Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Call 919-968-2070. Or you can register online at orangecountync.gov/online-registration. On September 1st, Creative Crafts with Helen. Creative Crafts with Helen Frederick will offer weekly craft projects that will be easy to learn and fun to design. There will be a $5 material fee for each class, minimum of 4 registrants, maximum of 8. On September 1st, Nut Jar Scarecrow. On September 8th, Decorate Tin Vase with Burlap. On September 15th, Design T-shirt for the Fall. On September 22nd, Buffalo Plaid Fall Necklace. And on September 29th, Make a Marble Trivet. This will take place on Thursdays from September 1st through September 29th. At 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register in advance on Thursday, August 25th, September 1st, September 8th, September 15th, and September 22nd. There is a $5 fee for this event. On September 6th, Dementia, Let's Talk About It, virtual via Zoom. Join OCDOA's dementia care specialists for a conversation around topics related to dementia education, living with cognitive change, and being a dementia caregiver. We will provide 15 to 30 minutes of education at the start of the hour, and the remaining time will be spent in conversation, Q&A, and resource sharing around the day's topic. Contact the Aging Helpline at 919-968-2087 for more information and registration. This takes place Tuesday, September 6th at 10:15 a.m., and the topic is What is Dementia? Also on September 6th, an event called Tap Dancing, Seated. Many seniors that have leg or knee problems are not able to take stand-up dance classes, but are able to sit in a chair and follow the music and move their feet. Bruce Galuli followed the lead of Melissa Renner System in Ohio, activeforlife.com, and created a sit-down tap dancing class. Session 1 will run on Tuesdays from September 6th through September 27th. Session 2 will run October 11th through November 1st. Session 3 will run November 8th through November 29th. Classes will run from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register, and please register in advance by Tuesday, August 30th, October 4th, and November 1st. There is a fee of $24. Support groups. Support groups are a space to meet with other caregivers to share experiences, learn new skills, and get answers to questions about dementia and other long-term disabilities. We have resumed in-person meetings and have added a new Zoom-only group. Zoom-only support group. Contact Kim Lehman Loperfido to join. That's K-L-O-P-E-R-F-I-D-O. K. Loperfido at orangecountync.gov or call 919-245-4253. This will take place Tuesday, September 6th and Tuesday, September 20th at 12:30 p.m. via Zoom. There's also a Hillsboro support group. Contact Keisha Andrew to join. K. Andrews, that's K-A-N-D-R-E-W-S at orangecountync.gov or call 919-245-2022. There's also a Chapel Hill support group. Contact Kendall Kopchick to join. That's K-K-O-P-C-H-I-C-K CHICK at orangecountync.gov or call 919-245-4278. This will take place Friday, September 9th and Friday, September 23rd at 10:30 a.m. at Seymour. There's another session of Creative Crafts with Helen. Creative Crafts will meet weekly. Projects will be easy to learn and fun to design. There will be a $5 material fee for each class. Please select and pay material fee a week prior to class date or pay for all on or by Tuesday, September 30th. Minimum of 4 registrants, maximum of 12. Instructor will be Helen Frederick. Tuesday, September 6th, Peanut Jar Scarecrow. September 13th, Tin Vase with Burlap. September 20th, Buffalo Plaid Necklace. And on September 27th, Marble Trivet. This will take place on Tuesday, September 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register a week in advance on Tuesday, August 30th, September 6th, September 13th, and September 20th. There is a $5 fee for this event. The next event is called Chinese Brush Painting. This is a traditional art form showing the beauty of nature's simplicity and complexity through ink and color. Students will learn to paint flowers, birds, landscapes, and animals with individualized help. Both beginners and experienced artists welcome. Supply list available at the front desk. Minimum of 4 registrants, maximum of 10. The instructor is Jinshu Zhao. This will run on Tuesdays from September 6th through October 11th, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Register by Tuesday, August 30th, and there's a $120 fee. The next event is called Song Swap. Bring your favorite songs and or your acoustic instruments, and let's make some music. Folk, blues, old-time, bluegrass, or original songs, whatever suits your mood and style. For more information, email group leader Ralph Besser at ralphabesser@gmail.com. That's ralphabesser@gmail.com. Minimum of 4 registrants, maximum of 8. This will take place on Tuesday, September 6th, October 4th, and November 1st, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Tuesday, August 30th. There's no fee for this event. On September 7th, there's an event called LGBTQ+ Fall Friends Films and Dinner Series. Fall Friends and Films. Join us as we continue our dinner and movie series and embrace our opportunities to share good films and great company, not to mention a delicious dinner. Each month will feature a new movie that celebrates the joys, struggles, and journeys of the LGBTQ+ community. Dinner will be served at 5:30 p.m. This will take place Wednesday, September 7th, from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Please register by Friday, September 2nd. Call 919-968-2070. There's no fee for this event. The next event is called New to Medicare. Join our Welcome to Medicare class. If you're turning 65 soon, you're probably being bombarded by mailings about Medicare. This free class will provide valuable information whether you're retiring soon, already retired, or continuing to work. You'll learn how and when to enroll, potential penalties for late enrollment, Medicare's costs, benefits, and options. This takes place Wednesday, September 7th, from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. This will be online using Zoom. Register at orangecountync.gov/medicare101_SEP. That's orangecountync.gov/medicare101_SEP. The next event takes place on September 8th, and it's called Mid-Autumn Festival Celebration. Come and join us for this fall festival that celebrates family and friendship in the Asian culture. We'll have mooncakes and other traditional snacks, as well as many fun games. All are welcome. This takes place Thursday, September 8th, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. This will take place at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070. Please register by Friday, September 2nd, and there's no fee for this event. The next event is called Fused Glass Workshops for Beginners. 1-month workshops intended for beginners who are interested in learning the art of fused glass. You will learn how to cut and arrange bullseye glass to make earrings, pendants, bracelets, and belt buckles. Session 1 will run on Thursdays from September 8th through September 29th. Session 2 will run October 13th through November 3rd. Session 3 will run November 10th through December 8th. All classes will take place from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015. Please register prior to the start of each session, Thursday, September 1st, October 6th, and November 3rd. There is a $50 fee for this event. The next event is called You Can't Hold Back the Spring. Seymour Documentary. Who inspired legendary coach Dean Smith to recruit UNC's first African-American basketball player? Who helped admit the first African-American to a North Carolina Baptist college? Who was a guide to renowned leaders like Reverend James Forbes, Congressman David Price, and Senator Howard Lee? Who founded the Chapel Hill Senior Center? Robert Seymour, that's who. Please come enjoy the documentary You Can't Hold Back the Spring by Isla Volpe, who started out as Reverend Seymour's dog walker. Enjoy breakfast pastries, fruit, and coffee before the documentary begins. This will take place Friday, September 9th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070. Register by Friday, September 2nd. There is no fee for this event. The next event is called British Royal Quirks and Strange Protocols. The royal family is just like us. Or are they? Did you know that Queen Victoria loved to pick up chicken to eat with her greasy fingers? Or that Queen Elizabeth uses Tupperware as a serving dish at breakfast? What about Prince Charles's reaction when he lost a cufflink? Join Andrew O'Brien for these stories and other royal idiosyncrasies during the last 200 years. This will take place Friday, September 9th at 2 p.m. at the Passmore Center, but also hybrid. Call 919-245-2015. Please register by Friday, September 2nd, and there is no fee for this event. On September 10th, another showing of You Can't Hold Back the Spring. Seymour Documentary, Who Inspired Legendary Coach Dean Smith to Recruit UNC's First African-American Basketball Player? Who helped admit the first African-American to an NC Baptist college? Who was a guide to renowned leaders like Reverend James Forbes, Congressman David Price, and Senator Howard Lee? Who founded the Chapel Hill Senior Center? Robert Seymour, that's who. Please come enjoy the documentary You Can't Hold Back the Spring by Isla Volpe, who started out as Reverend Seymour's dog walker. For this special showing, enjoy delicious popcorn and snacks during the documentary. This will take place Saturday, September 10th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Saturday, September 3rd, and there is no fee for this event. The next event takes place on September 12th, and it's called Art Show, Painters from Eno Haven. This art exhibit features the artwork of Polly Reisling and Ann Zartman from Eno Haven. There will be oil paintings of portraits and landscapes, watercolors of ancient Chinese prints, and miniature paintings of imaginary animals. This takes place Monday, September 12th at 2 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Monday, September 5th, and there's no fee for this event. Also on September 12th, TED Talks at Seymour. Join us to watch and discuss the likability dilemma for women leaders. When women lead, bias often follows. Documentarian Robin Hauser dives into the dilemma between competence and likability faced by women in leadership roles, detangling the unconscious beliefs and gendered thinking that distort what it means to be a good leader. Maximum 30 registrants. TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design and is owned by a nonprofit, nonpartisan foundation. This takes place Monday, September 12th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Tuesday, September 6th, and there's no fee for this event. The next course is called Watercolor, Beginning. Course introduces students to watercolor painting. Basic brush strokes, background washes, and techniques will be taught. The use of a sponge and brushes for spattering to create a textual effect will be taught and used. Students will supply all tools and materials. Tools and material list will be given at first class along with a demonstration of their uses. The instructor is Joan Cecil. Session 1 runs on Mondays from September 12th through October 3rd, Session 2, Monday, October 17th through November 7th, and Session 3, November 21st through December 12th. The events take place at 2 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register prior to the start of each session, so Monday, September 5th, October 10th, and November 14th. The fee is $50, $50 for this class. On September 13th, compose your life song. Do you have a plan for your final years? Many people find it hard to plan and discuss. Join Judy Fitzpatrick of Home Instead as she digs deeper into what you will need while planning for your final years and how to have the conversation with family members. This will take place Tuesday, September 13th from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015. Please register by Tuesday, September 6th, and there's no fee for this event. The next event is called Acrylic Painting for Beginners. Join artist Dan Eubanks and learn the basics of painting with acrylics. Instruction will include color application and blending, as well as working with the back, middle, and foreground of your painting. Contact the front desk at 919-245-2015 for a list of supplies. Minimum of 4 registrants, maximum of 10. Session 1 runs on Tuesdays from September 13th through October 4th. Session 2 runs on Tuesdays from October 11th through November 1st. And Session 3 runs on Tuesdays from November 8th through November 29th. These classes will run from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register prior to the start of each session, so Tuesday, September 6th, October 4th, and November 1st. The fee for this class is $40. The next event takes place on September 14th, and it's titled Fall Tree of Life. Create a tree of life using colorful buttons and enjoy the colors fall brings that we don't get to experience the rest of the year. This will take place Wednesday, September 14th at 10 a.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Wednesday, September 7th, and there's a $5 fee for this event. The next event is called Pottery for Beginning and Intermediate. This class is for the beginner and the more experienced potter. Each class begins with a 40-minute demonstration. This includes surface decorating techniques, slab and coil building, and wheel throwing. The remaining class time is focused on students' projects. Open studio time and firing are included in the class fee. Minimum of 4 registrants, maximum of 8. The instructor is Russell Knopp. Session 1 will run on Wednesdays from September 14th through October 5th. Session 2 will run on Wednesdays from October 12th through November 2nd. And Session 3 will run on Wednesdays from November 9th through November 30th. Classes will run from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register prior to the start of each session, so Wednesday, September 7th, October 5th, October 26th. There's a $75 fee for this event, $75. The next event is called Essential Oils and Weight Loss. Join Kim Petrides, doTERRA Wellness Advocate, to learn the benefits of essential oils and how they are beneficial in helping with weight loss. Maximum of 15 registrants. This event will take place Thursday, September 15th at 10 a.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015. Register by Thursday, October 8th, and there is no fee for this event. The next event is called Peace Education Program. This dynamic 10-week series is designed to explore our inner resources, innate tools for living, such as inner strength, choice, self-awareness, appreciation, clarity, understanding, dignity, contentment, hope, and the possibility of personal peace. not political or religious, the program is a chance to spend an hour enjoying who we are, videos, and discussion. This will run on Thursdays from September 15th through November 17th from 1:15 p.m. to 2:15 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015. Register by Thursday, September 8th, and there's no fee for this event. The next event is called Quilting, Beginner Foundation Paper Piecing. Learn the basics of FPP by stitching fabric onto paper templates, creating quilt blocks with crisp points and angles. Participants will complete several quilt blocks and a few projects using them. $5 fee for paper patterns and some project supplies. Contact Mary at PlumLizzie, that's PlumLizzie, at gmail.com to receive more information. Classes will run on Fridays from September 16th through October 21st. Classes take place 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register, and please register by Friday, September 2nd. The next event is called Origami Maple Leaves. Try your hand at origami with these simple but cute origami maple leaves. Origami is a great craft for seniors as it helps improve hand-eye coordination, focus, and mental skills. Minimum of 5 registrants, maximum of 10. The instructor is Richia Liu. This will take place Saturday, September 17th from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Register by Saturday, September 10th, and there's a $5 fee for this event. On September 20th, there's an event called Cholesterol and Glucose Screening. Come have your glucose and cholesterol levels screened at this free clinic offered by the nursing staff from FitFeet, sponsored by Orange County Health Department. The event takes place Tuesday, September 20th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070. Please register by Tuesday, September 13th, and there's no fee for this event. The next event is called Dementia. Let's talk about it. Virtual via Zoom. Join OCDOA's dementia care specialists for a conversation around topics related to dementia education, living with cognitive change, and being a dementia caregiver. We will provide 15 to 30 minutes of education at the start of the hour, and the remaining time will be spent in conversation, Q&A, and resource sharing around the day's topic. Contact the Aging Helpline, 919-968-2087, for more information and registration. The event will take place Tuesday, September 20th at 10:15 a.m., and the topic will be Disclosing a Diagnosis. The next event is called Singer-Songwriter Paula Snyder and Dinner. Singer-songwriters of the late 1960s to mid-1970s pulled us into their personal experiences through relatable blends of lyric and melody. Come reminisce with Paula C. Snyder as she performs music of artists like Carole King, James Taylor, Cat Stevens, and more. Can you dig it? Minimum of 20 registrants, maximum of 40. Takes place Tuesday, September 20th from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Tuesday, September 13th, and there's a $3 fee for this event. On September 21st, there's an event called Memory Cafe. Join us for a free, fun, low-stress social engagement opportunity for people living with dementia and their care partners. Contact Kendall Kopchick at 919-245-4278 or email kkopchick at orangecountync.gov for more information or to register. Memory Cafe on the Move, Wednesday, September 21st at Burwell School Historical Site, 319 North Churton Street, Hillsborough, North Carolina, 27278. Register by Friday, September 16th at 5 p.m. The next event is called Classic American Western Movie Series. Do you enjoy classic movies? Join Bill Birkin for this Classic American Western Movie Series. He will open each movie with remarks. The four movies selected are Red River, 1948, Shane, 1953, Seven Men from Now, 1956, with Randolph Scott, and John Ford's The Searchers, 1956. This will take place Wednesday, September 21st, October 5th, October 19th, and November 2nd. This will run 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070. Please register by Wednesday, September 14th, and there's no fee for this event. The next event is called Cork Pumpkins. In this craft class, we will use leftover wine corks to create a cute pumpkin decoration which you will enjoy putting out every fall. This takes place Wednesday, September 21st at 10 a.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Wednesday, September 14th, and there's no fee for this event. The next event is called Myth-Busting Arthritis. Join Dr. Colton Sullivan and Dr. Tim O'Connor from Bull City Physical Therapy as they break through the myths about arthritis. Hearing that you have arthritis can be concerning and confusing, but it doesn't mean you can't stay active. Colton and Tim will provide valuable information on the causes, treatments, and how to live a healthy and happy life. This takes place Wednesday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Seymour Center. Please register by Tuesday, September 20th. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. There's no fee for this event. The next event is called The Importance of Nutrition and Hydration. Nutrition and hydration is an important factor in falls prevention. Melissa Walter, MPH, RDN, LDN from UNC, will give a virtual presentation on the importance of nutrition and hydration in fall prevention and fractures. Link will be provided after registration. This takes place Wednesday, September 21st, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., virtually. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Wednesday, September 14th, and there's no fee for this event. On September 22nd, there's an event titled, Did You Fall? How Do You Get Up? The Orange County Department on Aging, or OCDOA, and Orange County Emergency Services, or OCES, will present information on how to get yourself up after a fall and demonstrate what a 911 call would look like. This presentation is to help build independence in older adults who are at risk of falls. This takes place Thursday, September 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-968-2070. Please register by Thursday, September 15th, and there's no fee for this event. The next event is called Celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month in Film. Help us celebrate and embrace Hispanic Heritage Month through film and special snacks from September 15th to October 15th. Special film dates are as follows: September 22nd, 29th, October 6th, October 13th. Films will kick off and be listed in our weekly Tuesday lineup. September 20th, McFarland, USA. September 27th, Stand and Deliver. October 4th, Tortilla Soup. October 11th, Cesar Chavez. This takes place again Thursday, September 22nd, 29th, October 6th, October 13th. Each event will run from 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Thursday, September 15th, and there is no fee for this event. The next event is called Supplemental Advance Directive for Dementia, or SAD. Worldwide, 55 million people are living with dementia. 1 in 3 seniors die with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. The importance of creating your advance directives bears even greater weight when considering these statistics. Join our esteemed panel as we discuss what the Supplemental Advance Directive for Dementia document, or SADD, is, and how it could be beneficial for you or a loved one. This will take place Thursday, September 22nd, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Tuesday, September 20th, and there's no fee for this event. The next event takes place on September 23rd, and it's titled Mystery Lovers Book Club. Join OC Libraries Maureen Socha for a thrilling fall book club for all the mystery lovers. Come together with other readers to discuss the selected book each month. We will begin with The Thursday Murder Club by Richard Osman, followed by Magpie Murders by Anthony Horowitz, and finishing with The 7½ Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle by Stuart Turton. The OC Library will have 6 book kits available. The OC Library, as well as the Chapel Hill Public Library, owns the book in different formats. For more information, please contact Maureen Socha at msocha@orangecountync.gov. That's msocha@orangecountync.gov, or call 919-245-2537. This will take place Friday, September 23rd, October 28th, and November 11th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register prior to each session on Friday, September 13th, October 21st, or November 4th. There's no fee for this event. The next event is titled Colorful Caricatures by Gary Owens. Chapel Hill artist Gary Owens brings a vibrant and colorful art collection of caricatures to Seymour Center. A self-taught artist, his conversation starters include political, cultural, and societal movers and shakers of all types, from Mao Zedong and Martin Luther King to Doc Watson and Pope John Paul II. His show will be on exhibit from Friday, September 23rd to Friday, November 11th. Opening reception will be held on Friday, September 23rd from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. This will take place at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Friday, September 16th, and there's no fee for this event. The next event is titled A Taste of Venezuela, Arepas. National Hispanic Heritage Month is September 15th to October 15th. To celebrate, join Aurora for our second international cooking demo and learn how to make Venezuelan arepas. Arepas are made from pre-cooked ground cornmeal, salt, and water, and can be filled with anything. This will take place Friday, September 23rd at 3 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Friday, September 16th, and there's a $2 fee for this event. The next event takes place on September 25th, and it's titled Classic Movie Series. Our classic film series, led by Gail and Michael Corrado, will include viewing the film and an open discussion afterwards. We begin our series with Casablanca, followed by The Big Sleep, and end the fall series with The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. Contact the Passmore Center for information on each film. Registration is required. Minimum of 15 registrants, maximum of 35. The events will take place Sunday, September 25th, October 23rd, and November 6th at 2 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register prior to the start of each event on Friday, September 16th, October 14th, and October 28th. There's no fee for this event. On September 26th, there's an event called Faux Clay Vases. We're going to take everyday glass items and turn them into beautiful clay pieces. Minimum of 4 people, maximum of 8. Instructors are Ali Barres and Amber Brown. This will take place Monday, September 26th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-245-4252 to register. Register by Monday, September 19th, and there's no fee for this event. The next event is titled Caregiver Education Series, Financial Caregiving. Managing someone else's finances can be tricky. Join Gene Weeks from All Good Things Durham to learn about how to budget, plan with, and spend someone else's money responsibly. This takes place Monday, September 26th from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Seymour Center. There's no fee for this event. Please register by Wednesday, September 21st at 5 p.m. On September 27th, there's another cholesterol and glucose screening. Come have your glucose and cholesterol levels screened at this free clinic offered by the nursing staff from FitFeed, sponsored by Orange County Health Department. It takes place Tuesday, September 27th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., located at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register, and please register by Tuesday, September 20th. There's no fee for this event. On September 28th, there's an event called an Old Time Jazz Fest. Ready to tap your toes and clap your hands? Everybody come along. The Village Review presents an old-time jazz fest. You'll enjoy songs like Putting on the Ritz, Anything Goes, and My Guy. Minimum of 25 registrants, maximum of 50. The link will be provided 2 days prior to the show via email. The event takes place Wednesday, September 28th from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Seymour Center, but also hybrid. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Wednesday, September 21st, and there is no fee for this event. The next event is titled Flicks at Passmore, The Biggest Little Farm. The Biggest Little Farm documents the 8-year journey of a couple as they work to develop a sustainable farm near Los Angeles. This film depicts the complexity and perseverance needed to attempt to harvest in harmony with nature. The event takes place Wednesday, September 28th at 2 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Wednesday, September 21st, and there's no fee for this event. On September 29th, there's an event called Healthcare and Your Retirement, educational program that addresses steps individuals should take to prepare for healthcare costs to help ensure their retirement savings stay healthy. Minimum of 3 registrants, maximum of 15. This will take place Thursday, September 29th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This will take place at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Thursday, September 22nd, and there's no fee for this event. Finally, on September 30th, there's an event called You Got Moves Dance Party. You still got it. Come share your best moves. You can dance solo, with a partner, grandchild, or come up with a group routine with your boldest friends. Pick out your favorite dance tune and start practicing today. Dance moves must be kept 2 minutes to make sure all have a chance to shine. Prizes will be given and refreshments will be served. Event is co-sponsored with Hannah Ruth Foundation. This event takes place Friday, September 30th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register, and register by Friday, September 23rd. There's a $5 fee for this event. To avoid missing registration deadlines, be sure to note the register by dates. To register, call or visit the center of your choice unless otherwise indicated in the program description. The Passmore Center is at 103 Meadowlands Drive in Hillsboro. Call 919-245-2015. The hours are Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Seymour Center is at 2551 Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Call 919-968-2070. Hours are Monday to Thursday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or you can register online at www.orangecountync.gov/online-registration. Aging Transition Services. Aging Helpline. Call the Aging Helpline at 919-968-2087 to talk to trained staff about any aging-related issue. You may also email agingtransitions@orangecountync.gov. We try to find answers to all of your questions and link you to the services that you need. Helpline hours are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. Chinese and Spanish Language Aging Helplines. Call 919-245-4275 to speak to our staff in Mandarin. Call 919-245-2010 to leave a message in Spanish. And to learn more, visit us online at www.orangecountync.gov/aging. We've run out of time for today's episode of the Orange County Department on Aging's monthly newsletter. Please be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Kenny Park Yee for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Orange County Department on Aging newsletter is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.